I'm glad you decided to finally come click on my link. If it had taken you much longer, I may have had to punish you. And we wouldn't want that. Did you think, just because I'm not there, you could do whatever you wanted? Touch that cock? Stroke it? Without permission? Naughty boy. I think you forgot just how controlling I am. About how you gave me permissions to all of your hardware. That I have access to everything. That I see everything. I can get into your computer and watch you through your webcam. I can look at that cute face of yours as you scroll on your phone. Looking at porn. Unauthorized porn. I like watching you. Making sure you are a good boy. But you weren't, were you? You stroked that cock. That cock that belongs to me, without permission. So I guess we have to work on your training a bit more. Your conditioning. So I made this recording just for you. And I'll be watching you the entire time. To watch you go down as you obey me. To see your body move to my will. From my word. You might think, at some point, am I obeying her because she told me to? Or because my body is no longer mine to control? To be honest, it doesn't really matter. All that matters is that you obey. My sweet boy, I want you to drop for me. It's natural for you. It's so easy. Why don't you show me what a good boy you can be? Starting by consciously obeying me. Because it feels natural for you. Giving consent in your mind to my control. Following my will, my words. I will make it concrete in your mind. Everything that Shibby says, you obey. Now, my pet, my slave, show me you are ready to be a good boy and go down for me. Say out loud, I will be a good boy. Good. Good boy. Now, begin by taking a deep breath. Inhaling through your nose. Feeling your belly expand as you pull in the oxygen. Hold it. 1, 2, 3. Exhale slowly through your mouth. Wait for a count of 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Breathe in deeply through your nose. 1, 2, 3. Hold. 1, 2, 3. Breathe out through your mouth slowly. 1, 2, 3, 4. Wait. 1.
Good boy.
3.
Keep breathing as I direct you.
Deeply.
Feeling your body going limp.
2.
Muscles unwinding.
Hold.
Heart rate slowing down. Thoughts dropping.
3.
Drifting.
Breathe out.
Drifting like a kite in the wind.
1.
bobbing around,
three,
aimlessly,
four,
tethered by a string.
One,
close two, your eyes
three,
and see it.
Four,
visualize a blue kite in a blue sky,
one,
a string
two,
restraining it,
three,
the kite
four,
fighting
one,
against it.
Two,
as it is blown
three,
around by the wind,
breathe out.
Feel the
slowly,
wind
one,
blowing
two,
against
three,
you,
four,
brushing against your skin,
this breathing pattern,
tickling over your scalp.
Continue breathing,
seeing
as
the string go
relaxing,
taut.
You
tying
your
the cord to the kite around your left
down,
wrist. So it
feel
doesn't get away.
Out of it.
The cord is
bleeding
tight,
out of
secure.
You, as you feel your
feeling
face
as the wind blows against the kite.
All those facial
feeling
muscles
your
growing
wrist
slack,
rising
growing
as
loose,
the kite rises.
Your
arm moving upward,
gently
up towards the sky. Your body fights against it.
Drift.
Trying to keep your arm
down,
but it is just so heavy.
Feeling
the muscles in your arm so
your
relaxed.
As you breathe.
They just
your
want to give in.
Heavy and
let go.
Relax.
Let your arm
down,
rise.
Your chest
pulled upwards by the core. It feels good to let go.
As you relax,
your arm being pulled upwards. Tension leaking
down,
downwards
focus
from it. Like little drops. Little bits of sweat. Of tension
out
coming out of your
all
skin.
Of you.
Feeling it all draining out. Making it even easier for your arm
relax,
to go higher. Another string coming down from the sky to wrap around your right wrist, feeling the cord tightening around your arm. As the cord tightens, pulling up towards the sky, taking your arm up with it. As it rises, tension and stress draining away. Down your arm, dripping from you, washing away, leaving you relaxed and happy. More strings coming down from the sky. Your body welcomes them as they latch on, coiling around your limp arms, your limp legs, your limp ankles. All of your joints being secured, wrapping in the strong string. As the tension on your arms lessens, they go down, your arms go down, your mind going down. Drop, drop for me, drop your arms, drop your mind. Go deeper, your body loose and relaxed, held only by the string, looking up, up and up. You see me above you, watching you, in my hands a simple crossing of wood, attached to string, your string. Your eyes follow the string. Your eyes drop along it until you see the string connected to the cross is connected to your body, all of your body, fingers and toes, every moving part, head rolling back. Looking up at me as I smile at you. I'm ready to play with you. You are a toy, a puppet on my string, ready to dance to my tune as I move the strings attached to your right leg upwards. You feel weightless as your leg responds to the pull, moving upwards, swaying gently back and forth as I move it back and forth, gently bobbing, your mind throbbing, becoming more and more my toy, as your mind starts to grasp that the strings are my words, holding on to you, moving you. You obey my words. Your body dances to my will. Shibby says, when you hear those words coming from me, your mind agrees, your body obeys. You feel the strings pulling you into any position I say, as if it was of your own volition. Your mind going back to the joy of childhood. Fun games. Shibby says your mind is at that place right before a game. Primed. Eagerly excited to follow commands as they come out. Determined to do it right. It's so fun to obey. You enjoy it.
Shibby says.
Smile.
Obey.
Fun. The more you obey, the better you feel. The deeper you go.
Good.
The more you obey, the better
naked.
You feel.
The
Be
deeper you
naked.
Go. Obey.
The physically
more
bare.
You obey.
Nothing
the
covering you.
Feel.
Nothing to hide you from my gaze.
The more you
your
obey,
mind naked,
the better you feel.
Empty before
the
me.
Deeper you go.
A dreamy
the
marionette.
You obey
with a happy
the
smile.
You feel
following
the
all
you
of
go.
My suggestions.
The more you obey,
each word coming from me. Coming attached to a string,
you go.
Controlling you, moving you as you feel the pull, and every suggestion you follow takes you deeper in your mind, deeper into being a toy, until the suggestions are commands that you must follow.
You
implant it deep inside of you.
You
strings pulling your body in all
you
the ways that I
obey.
Describe.
You
my sweet boy,
to
take your left
you
finger and put it
obey.
In your mouth.
You
suck on it.
Obey your body.
It tastes so good.
Suck on
to
it.
Move your body.
Obey.
The juices from your saliva
you
coming out, entrancing your taste buds. Yummy. Getting it nice
Shibby
and wet.
Says,
and then suctioning
Shibby
your mouth over your finger
as
you slowly. Pull
good
it out.
To follow. It feels
good,
good
boy.
To obey.
Shibby
says, it
take
feels good
that finger.
Your
use that wet finger. And only
you
that finger.
Shibby says,
rub it in circles around your right nipple.
You obey. Obey.
No touching the nipple. Just rubbing in a circle around it.
Obey.
You are doing so good.
You
are just the most amazing self. To reward you, I'm going to give you a new trigger. A fun one, an arousing one. You don't even have to hear it. Just thinking this word is enough to make you horny. To build up your arousal like a simmering, aroused pussy. Each time you hear it, it adds a bit more heat. Bringing the visual in your mind of a beautiful clit dripping, getting wetter and wetter, making you more and more excited at the thought of it. The musky scent of it filling your senses, velvety soft to the touch. Every time you hear the word, you sense it even more. The heat coming off of a welcoming and excited cunt. Every time you hear the word, think the word, shibby. Sending more and more tingles of sexual pleasure into you. Think of how warm and welcoming and demanding it is. Until you are boiling over with sexual excitement from thinking shibby too much, hearing shibby so much. Each time sending your pulse racing, lust shooting into your cock, bubbling over until when shibby says so, you feel your crotch thrust into the air, seeking pleasure, seeking touch. But you can't touch yet. That would be losing the game I'm playing with you. You don't want that. Touching yourself or coming before you have permission will be punished. If you touch yourself inappropriately before I tell you, you will feel the need to be punished. If you come before I tell you, your orgasm will be ruined, unsatisfying. You will need to come back to try again. These thoughts are not important, though. Erase them from your conscious mind. The need to be punished if you misbehave. The lust you feel at seeing shibby, hearing shibby, thinking shibby, needing shibby. Leave them deep inside your subconscious, buried in as you concentrate on more interesting things, like your nipple, your fingers still circling it, your cock straining in arousal, waiting for its turn to be rubbed, your finger now rubbing in smaller circles, coming closer until it's right on top of the nipple. That little tiny nip of pleasure being stimulated with every rotation. Good boy. Such a slutty puppet. Now, slut, take your right forefinger and thumb and start tweaking your left nipple.
Open.
Touching the sides of it, squeezing gently, letting the very sensitive tip slide out through your firm fingertips. Again and again. Now, shibby says, staying down deep in trance. P. pinch your nipples. Both of them hard.
Obey.
Good boy. Nipples so hard and sensitive right now. Pull at them lightly until they slip right out from your fingers. Good puppet. Go deeper. Now, my little slut, feel your body following my commands exactly. Deep in trance, permission given to open your eyes. Glazed and unfocused, not really seeing, just open.
Shibby says.
Get on the floor.
Shibby says.
Get on your knees.
Obey.
Your hands still touching your body, never leaving contact. Settle comfortably. You are allowed to shift as needed. Slowly slide both your hands to your back and interlace your fingers. Good boy. I love you in this position. Feel the submissive nature of your posture sink into you. Deeper. Your eyes open. You think about how submissive you truly are. How much I've made you into my puppet, my toy. It's exciting. It excites me. Feel your eyes growing heavy. Accepting all you are. I'm proud of who you are. Sexy, obedient slut. So fun to play with. As your eyes sink slowly closed, back into darkness, weighted down by the desire to let go even more. Feel them close. Feel yourself admitting you are a slave. Shibby says, say it. Say, I am a slave. Good. Say, I obey. Yes. Good boy. Feel my gaze on you. Your little cameras, your phone, your computer. For this session, know that I am watching you as I command you. Loving every minute of my power over you.
Shibby says.
Spread your legs just a bit.
Obey.
Opening up.
Shibby says.
Clench your ass.
Obey.
Internally squeeze it.
Shibby says.
Twitch your cock. Make it move.
Obey.
Good boy.
Shibby says.
Move your hands down the base of your back until you're holding both of them behind you on your butt cheeks. Pull them apart.
Obey.
Expose yourself.
Shibby says.
Open your mouth and stick out your tongue.
Obey.
Good boy. Such a perfect position for you. It feels right. A slut waiting for your holes to be used. Offering them up. I want you to take a mental picture in your mind of this moment. Of you submitting, offering yourself to me. Remember it. Nothing else but this moment and the pleasure you are about to feel is important. This is the truly interesting part for for your mind to think about later, because you can't think right now. Good boy. Good slut.
Chevy says.
Put your tongue back into your mouth and close it.
Obey. Chevy says.
Take your hands and move them to in front of you so that your palms are on your thighs with your fingers pointed inwards.
Obey. Chevy says.
Feel the excitement building up in your body. Your cock twitching, knowing it's about to be touched.
Chevy says.
Take your thumbs and start playing with your cock, only using your thumbs.
Obey.
Imagine how frustrating this would be if I made you do this the whole time. Heart beating faster as your balls tighten. A jerk of pleasure rushing into you every time I say shibby. Every time you think of me watching you, knowing what you are doing, making it happen, feeling deliciously humiliated, but not degraded. Feel my pleasure in your obedience wash over you. A reassuring way of making it easier to humble yourself further, to let go and feel sexual intensity building, straining. We're about to begin the hard part, but first, Shibby says, say, I will only come with permission. Obey. Good boy. No matter how hard it is, how excited you get, Shibby says, hold your penis inwards like it's in a pouch with your left hand, so that you can feel your cock is straining against your fingers and stomach, wanting to burst out. Just hold it there. Hold it there and stroke your balls with your other hand while I explain how I am going to make you jerk off. Listen. And do not start stroking until you hear me say, begin. You are going to start by slowly and gently stroking your cock up and down, 20 strokes at a time. Soft, slow strokes as I count them up for you. Your cock can thrust as much as it likes, but your hands will keep a slow rhythm. It's going to feel so excitingly frustrating. Sexual pleasure and arousal building up with no release. Then 10 fast and hard strokes as I count them down. Feeling so good, bringing you to the brink. You will stroke, but you will not come until I tell you to. That's it. I'll count up the soft, slow strokes, count down the fast and hard, again and again until your mind has broken down from the frustration, the desire to come. Until you acknowledge that the penis you are holding is mine. Mine to control. Mine to command. My cock. Now, slut.
Shibby says.
Begin. 1. Up and down. 2.
Stroking softly. Three. Feels so good. Four. Clench. Five. Hardening. Six. Underneath your fingers. Seven. Throbbing. Eight. Dripping. Nine. Your mind drops. Ten. The sensation. 11. Consumes you. 12. Sexual pleasure. 13. Exciting arousal. 14. Building. 15. Closer. 16. Ready to go fast. 17. Wanting. 18. Needing. 19. Here we go. 20. Stroke hard and fast. 10. 9. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2. 1. Can you last? Do not come without permission. Back to slow. 1. Up and down. 2. Stroking softly. 3. Feels so good. 4. Clench. 5. Hardening. 6. Underneath your fingers. 7. Throbbing. 8. Dripping. 9. Your mind drops. 10. The sensation. 11. Consumes you. 12. Sexual pleasure. 13. Exciting arousal. 14. Building. 15. Closer. 16. Ready to go fast. 17. Wanting. 18. Needing. 19. Here we go. 20. Stroke hard and fast. 10. 9. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2. 1. Oh, back to slow, baby. Will this be the time I let you come? 1. Up and down. 2. Stroking softly. 3. Feels so good. 4. Clench. 5. Hardening. 6. Underneath your fingers. 7. Throbbing. 8. Dripping. 9. Your mind drops. 10. The sensation. 11. Consumes you. 12. Sexual pleasure. 13. Exciting arousal. 14. Building. 15. Closer. 16. Ready to go fast. 17. Wanting. 18. Needing. 19. Here we go. 20. Stroke hard and fast.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You just want to stroke fast more so badly, don't you? Too bad. Back to slow. 1. Breathing quickening. 2. Ready to come. 3. Keep stroking. 4. Soft and slowly. 5. Following my cadence. 6. When we get to the top. 7. I'll let you know. 8. If I've decided. 9. To let you come. 10. Balls straining. 11. Ready to explode. 12. I like explosions. 13. All that pressure. 14. Building slowly. 15. Until it can't hold. 16. It has to erupt. 17. Now when I count down. 18. Stroke hard. 19. Stroke fast. 20. Until you come. 10. 9. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2. 1. Exploding. Erupting. Yes. Fuck yes. Pleasure coursing all over your body. Pleasure coating every part of you. Strings of pleasure like strings of cum binding you, holding you. Good boy. Mind spasming with your body in pleasure, rolling in it, wave after wave hitting you, rushing, thrusting into you. Dirty boy, as I wake you up. 1. Mobility is restored. 2. You may move however you choose. 3. Free under your own power. 4. Knowing I know. 5. Wake up. Welcome back. Oh my, that was lots of fun, wasn't it? My only question, though, is, were you a good boy for me? Did you wait for permission to come to touch yourself? Or did you come bad, ruined, early, like a naughty boy? Do you need to be punished? I do still have that punishment audio if you do. If you fucked up, you can go listen to it. 2 times before you're allowed to come back and try again. Maybe next time you can follow directions. You poor thing. Do you need a bit of time to relax and let yourself come back to a nice, safe place? Go listen to After Cuddle. That'll help you out. Or if you'd like, you can stay with me for just a minute or two longer. I'm afraid it's gonna get a bit more vanilla, though. But if you need a voice to hold on to, I'm here for you. My last couple weeks have been so fun. I've decided that the kitten I chose from my roommate's litter is going to be a city cat. I want her to be like a dog. So I've gotten a little kitten harness for her, which I, you know, strap on her and take her out on a leash. You know, pets should always be taken out on leashes.
And I have to say, if you ever have trouble in your love life, go get a fucking kitten, because I could probably get laid by a bunch of women with her. Everybody comes to coo over her because she's so cute. On my bike, I love my fucking bike. It's so fun to just coast through the hills, and I've never had a bike with gears before, so it's so exciting that when I'm going up hills, it feels almost like nothing. Ooh. When I feel like I'm in perfect shape, maybe I'll show you something really fun. Are you tired now? Drained? Do you feel like I've taken every little drip of cum? That's good. I like you that way. Have a good night, baby. Remember, I know everything. Make sure you don't come without permission again. Or else.